Yankees and Rangers on Friday in the Bronx had to wait through a 1 hour, 42-minute rain delay for a good pitching matchup. Yu Darvish for Texas and Masahiro Tanaka for the Yankees.
Strike three. Swing and a miss. Eight brilliant innings from Masahiro Tanaka. Strike three, Hicks down looking. 3-2, swing and a miss. Two outs, pitch to Holiday. Swing and a miss, he strikes out the side.
And the pitch is a wild pitch. It gets through Sanchez, throws home late. Andrews scores, it's a 1-0 game, Texas. Swung on, drilled to right. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Brett Gardner ties the game with a one-out ninth inning home run. It's a Gardy party.
Bush deals. There it is, base hit, and the Yankees win 2-1.
What a great game by Torres. He won it defensively, he won it offensively.
The Yankees find a way in 10 innings to pick up a 2-1 win over the Rangers on Friday. The game ended at 12:19 a.m. And after the game, the Yankees designated Chris Carter for assignment and called up Tyler Austin. The Yankees pick up just their second win in their last 10 games. Afterwards, here's manager Joe Girardi.
He filled in extremely well for Didi when Didi was out. You know, he's a guy that you know that's always ready, prepared to play, is going to play good defense, give you good at-bats. You can move him around the infield. You can put him in the outfield in emergency. I mean, he's very, very valuable because he can do so many things.
I believe that was his first career walk-off hit. What do you think it means to him to be able to contribute on that level?
Well, I mean, it's a lot because we've been scuffling. And you get a brilliant performance by Tanaka, his best performance of the year. He had everything going tonight. So for Toe, I mean, it's a big hit. And Toe made some really good plays tonight, as well as that big hit, a double play that he turned, a ball that was wet, and he backed up and fielded a backhand. I mean, it was really a complete game.
Joe, back to Tanaka, you had mentioned him. What was different about his stuff tonight? What made him so successful?
Everything. Slider was crisp. The split was crisp. His fastball had life to it. His curveball was crisp as well. He threw it harder tonight. Everything was better tonight.
Dan.
Given the stretch that you've been through recently and the fact, like you said, that Tanaka pitched so well, how much did you guys need this one?
Well, you really need this one. You know, when you get a performance by that by Tanaka like that, where he shuts down a team that's been scoring runs, and it's able to hit the ball at the ballpark, you need to win that game. And, you know, we had some tough situations. You know, we got out of some of them. You know, Gardy has a huge hit in the ninth to tie it up. And then, you know, we needed this.
And Shreve getting out of that in the top of the inning?
Yeah, I mean, he did what he had to do. So, you know, we started with an error, and then we were able to do the things that we needed to do to get out of the inning, and I give Shreve a lot of credit.
Justin, you're right, Joe.
How visible was Tanaka's confidence on the mound?
Well, I think it's pretty visible, you know. But you know, when you looked at him at times, it looked like he was trying to find a feel, you know, when he was scuffling. And I didn't see any of that tonight. And you could just do some things that he would do with his arm, and you'd see him walk around. But I didn't see any of that tonight.
Back to Dan.
Do you think any part of the, I guess, the matchup with Darvish led to him pitching as well as he did because it was such a big deal?
It could have. I'm sure it meant a lot to him to go toe-to-toe with him, and obviously two very good pitchers that have come from Japan, and they competed against each other over there. I'm sure it did. Let's just build on this.
Up here in front, either guy.
Joe, we've seen a power surge from Gardner this year. Even particularly against high-velocity pitches like the one he hit tonight. Any change in his approach you've seen this year as opposed to?
You know, I think he tried to get a little bit more movement, but not a big approach, not a big change. You know, I just think he's seeing the ball well, and he's been on a good streak, and he's meant a ton to us as well.
Barry.
Joe, did Chapman look a little out of sync to you tonight? What was going on?
Yeah, I mean, it looked like he couldn't find a feel for his slider tonight. You know, he hasn't thrown since, I believe, Sunday it has been. So, I mean, that could have been part of it. But it looked like he couldn't find a feel for his slider.
It's Ronald Torres that has the fun celebration after the game. The Yankees walk it off 2-1. Torres is the hero, and here's Torres after the game.
Super happy. We battled through all the whole game, and you know, super happy for the victory. It was a great one.
Take me through that at bat. How do you make sure you don't try to do too much there?
Háblame un poquito del turno. ¿Qué estaba buscando en ese turno?
Bueno, ya en los turnos anteriores había fallado y andaba buscando un buen picheo. Pensé mucho en el medio y salió el hit hacia el medio, fue lo que andaba buscando.
You know, because of the previous at bats, I was looking for something in the middle and something that I couldn't, that I didn't miss. And luckily I got it and I was able to put good wood on it.
Also solid defensively, but you've been contributing all season long. What has this season been like for you so far?
También ha contribuido defensivamente. ¿Cómo ha sido esta campaña para ti?
Bueno, muy bien, trabajando todos los días con espada en todas las posiciones y ejecutarlo en el terreno de juego como en la noche de hoy.
Been working very hard with my coach, Espada, defensively on all the positions, and you know, that's what we do it, you know, so that we can have a game like tonight.
The series continues on Saturday with Luis Sessa pitching for the Yankees against Rangers rookie Austin Bibbins-Dirks.